And up first, to take a look at the latest scientific breakthroughs, is Diana O'Carroll.
Yes, well, researchers from Ontario this week have identified which parts of the brain are involved in human echolocation. Traditionally associated with bats, whales and sonar, echolocation is a technique used to find one's position by bouncing sound off surfaces and waiting for the echo. The study performed by Law Thaler and colleagues at the University of Ontario and the Rotman Research Institute compared the brain activity between two study subjects. One had been blind since 13 months and the other had developed blindness in adolescence. Both these individuals used clicking sounds made with their own mouths to glean information about their surroundings, and both blind subjects were able to tell when a panel placed before them was flat or concave and whether it was 20 degrees to the right or left. Outdoors, they could tell if they were standing in front of a car, or a tree, or a lamppost, but the researchers had to overcome the problem of echolocating inside the brain scanning fMRI machine, where it's noisy and there's nowhere to go. So what they did was to pre-record echolocating sounds from microphones at the subject's ears, and then they played the recording back to them inside the machine. Publishing in PLOS One, they found that in both blind subjects, the calcarine cortex, an area of the brain normally dedicated to processing visual information in sighted people, displayed greater activity when the subjects listened to the echo sounds. Now, this implies that they could see something from the sound of the echoes, and this was compared to fairly constant levels of activity in the part of the brain typically used for processing auditory information, and that's when they listened to the echoless clicks. So it does look like they're seeing with sound rather than hearing.
And it does gel with what we've known before about the fact that people who are blind seem to use the vacant brain processing areas that would normally subserve vision, and they do other tasks of processing sounds and other things, and maybe even texture with those brain areas. And so that kind of fits with that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible how their brains have rewired in this way. But I think it's important to point out that not all blind people can echolocate, and these are two very special individuals.
So these people were doing this consciously, they were making sounds. But is it not possible, therefore, that people who are blind are just subconsciously making use of echoes just coming back incidentally from the environment, and they're building a visual picture using sound like this in their minds without even realising it?
Yeah, of course, I think that's perfectly possible.